Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Sarah Ganter, Rehoboth Art League's Chief Operating Officer. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
And it's always nice to talk about Rehoboth Arts League's many different activities. And based on what I checked, you have a very busy 2017, Sarah.
We do. We just came out with our schedule of events and exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we've already started. We had an opening January 6th for two photography exhibitions in our galleries. So
okay.
We're already off to a pretty good start.
There you go. And before we continue, you've been leading Rehoboth Art League for the last, I would say, a year, maybe a little bit more than that, Sarah?
Yes, a little more than a year.
And how do you find the experience so far?
It's been great. Everyone is very nice to work with. The programming here is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this year we're doing a ton more. I'm not sure how that happened, but
that's what I was about to say, because the lined up. I mean, just, and you haven't finished the year. You haven't even started to begin with,
right?
And you already have things all the way to July, as far as I can see. No, excuse me.
We're through December.
Right, right.
So, but we're bringing in a lot of new exhibitions this year.
Okay.
We have, of course, our signature events like the Cottage Tour in July, the
mm-hmm.
Outdoor Show, which is two weekends in August, and the Holiday Fair, which is a weekend in November. So in addition to that, we're also we're instituting some new gallery talks, which bring in either jurors of exhibitions, judges of exhibitions, some of the artists themselves, so that the community, it's more of a dialogue
mm-hmm.
for community members, so they can have more of an inside perspective from the exhibition, whether it's how works get placed into a show or selected, how a judge might determine this is the winning piece, or they can hear a little more from the artist about their process, their creative process, or their medium. So we're excited about those. We're doing lots of stuff as usual. We still offer a full selection of classes here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our arts outreach program, which takes our arts education out into the community. So we do that at places like Brandywine Assisted Living for
mm-hmm.
seniors
mm-hmm.
and other community centers for after school program for children.
There you go. And we need to get a bit more of the details of each one of the exhibitions.
Sure.
But based on your a little bit more than a year experience, how do you see Rehoboth Art League's taking, say, root in the location? Things at some point were difficult, sort of speak, but it seems that the relationships have improved with the local community, and part of the reason what I'm saying that is the lineup seems to be very impressive. So how do you find that relationship progressing?
In terms of the local community?
Yes.
Yeah. We're pretty close with the local community in terms
mm-hmm.
of the towns of Henlopen Acres. A lot of our supporters are town residents
mm-hmm.
and actively involved in some of our committee work. So whether it's collections or development,
mm-hmm.
They take a pretty active role. So, and we're in touch, of course, we work closely with the town on our events because, you know, they're a big draw for people,
right.
especially in the busy season. So
mm-hmm.
we work with them every year to make sure we're, you know, doing what we can to streamline the traffic and make sure things keep moving so that it's not a problem for residents who also like to participate in this.
There you go. And that's important to have a pragmatic approach and always working
right.
with local communities, because at the end of the day, they are your first customers.
Right. Exactly.
And now let's talk a little bit more in detail about the activities that you have planned. All them are impressive, I have to say, in a beautiful location. I always like to go there because it's like a very inspiring place.
It is.
One side you see water and on the other side you see tons of art and a collection that probably, would you like to talk about a little bit about the collection? I'm not sure that everybody knows about how profound that is and the history associated.
I think you're probably right that it's an undersold aspect of the organization, mm-hmm. that we're actually a collecting organization, one of the few in Delaware.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we have a permanent collection of more than 800 pieces of artwork and antiquities. So one of the things we're doing is trying to get the collection out a little bit more so that the public can sort of enjoy it and it's not just, you know, housed in a climate-controlled space. So to that end, we kicked off the year doing a collaborative exhibition with the Village Improvement Association in Rehoboth. So over at the Rehoboth Public Library right now, we have a selection of watercolors from the permanent collection.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty special. Some of these have not really been out on public display before. So that's been a great show. And we also have just turned over a bunch of artwork in some of Delaware government offices. Jay Pastor, who's the artistic director here, made a trip to D.C. to replenish Senator Chris Coons' office with some artwork from our collection so we can, you know, he can showcase Delaware arts and Delaware artists. So that's a pretty important part of our mission, too.
Right.
Jay was also up at some of the offices in Dover to also, again, promote mm-hmm. new artists and get some new visuals up there. So
yeah.
That's been keeping us busy also.
I imagine, and to your point, actually, in the last National Arts Advocacy Day at Senator Carper's office, if I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
as well as Senator Coons, there were
yes.
pieces of your impressive collection, and that was something that really brought a smile to all of those attending. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. He actually substituted some artwork with some new paintings that
he mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, the staff was thrilled about. I think they like to see the changeover in artwork and just some new pieces for
right.
the office. So
right.
that's pretty fun.
Are you an artist yourself, Sarah? I think I never asked.
I actually have a BFA in art photography, so my background's in photography. I sort of have a special appreciation for that. So I don't do so much anymore. I did some editorial photography in New York
I
for
see.
A couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got into fundraising and working with nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
I went to the other side of it to support things from that end. But I do love when we have photography exhibitions out here, and we have a good working relationship with the Coastal Camera Club, so
mm-hmm.
I like to see what they're doing too.
And it's always good to know. So I'm outing you in terms of artistic expressions, which is important.
A little bit.
There you go. Now, talking about the exhibitions, let's go to the one coming up for those
yeah.
interested, beginning on and actually already started, but it runs all the way to February 5th. Is that the annual Coastal Camera Club Members Exhibition? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we started a pretty close relationship with the Coastal Camera Club maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a digital computer lab on campus where they work. They have open studio hours, so they do a lot of work in there. So we also support them by giving them a few feature exhibitions out here, and actually they have a year-round space in the one gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these, one of the exhibitions was for dual members. They must be both Rehoboth Art League members and Coastal Camera Club members. So they were able to submit work for that. The other show was for Coastal Camera Club members, so that was a wider array of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there were very few stipulations on the content for these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but we got a really great array of things. We have, you know, some nature photography. A lot of the camera club members are avid travelers and showed up with a lot of great shots from their travels far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
We have some nudes. In fact, some female nudes, one of them done by Brooke Hedge, was the sort of prize winner for that exhibition. So that's a really great shot. So it's sort of a wide array of things. A lot of it's digital
mm-hmm.
print. So, yeah, I would encourage anyone to come check it out before it closes on February 5th.
So we still have a few more weeks, but time flies, especially when
yes,
you have these
true.
Kind of wonderful exhibitions. But in parallel, there seems to be another one from your permanent collection, the watercolors. Tell
yes.
us about that one.
That's the one that we're doing in collaboration with the Village Improvement Association. So that's up right now at the Rehoboth Public Library. We are especially excited about our exhibitions. There are four different ones of them that open February 10th, and that's here at Henlopen and Acres in our galleries. And this is these are all geared towards celebrating Women's Month. So they run from mid-February into Women's Month, which is March. So we have Ann Baker Horsey has curated a collection, or excuse me, an exhibition of pieces just from the permanent collection, only women artists. So that should be pretty special. We also have a members showcase called Modern Women. So those are just RAL members that are applying for that that are women. So that should be an interesting selection of work. Another Coastal Camera Club exhibition. And then we're also showcasing, we have recently opened the Marcia and Henry DeWitt Gallery in our one space, and that gallery will be showcasing female contemporary artists from the collection. So that's a very sort of interesting mix of modern work.
Right, and so pertinent for the current time. So let's talk about that and the reason why it is important at this time, Sarah. But let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have with us today Sarah Ganter. She is the Chief Operating Officer from Rehoboth Art League, a wonderful organization in Sussex County with an impressive collection that she referred to. We have to get back to that one, Sarah, at some point. But let's talk about this extensive work of contemporary female artists. Why that? Why the emphasis and why right now?
The emphasis on female artists?
Yes.
We're kind of seeing it as an underrepresented aspect of the collection. Some of the bigger names get a lot of publicity, some of the founding members of the organization, Howard Schroeder and Jack Lewis, but there are some, you know, very important female artists that also were critical to the founding of the organization, and we, we'd like to take a moment to highlight them a little more. So we think that will be a really nice series of exhibitions.
Right. And in the eves of the Women's March, that perhaps could have been inspiring what kind of exhibitions you might have, and perhaps you might get nice shots after the march takes place, because certainly it's going to be a very unique event.
I'd imagine there's a lot that's going to come out of that.
I imagine, because you know what? It feels like going back to the 60s, like fighting for rights that we perhaps took for granted, and that we might need to refresh people's memories and capturing ideas and capturing those ideas in pictures and maybe paintings that you might have. So perhaps for next year, you're going to have a very rich array of pictures and activities and paintings that you might want to reflect. So just keep an eye on that one, kind of FYI. Anyway, so going through the rest of the year, you also have another one starting in March that appeals to younger audiences, as far as I can see.
The Young at another Art? Exhibition?
Yes.
Oh, Young at Art, yes. Young at Art is one of the favorites every year here. Actually, I think it gets the best attendance for that opening. We have hundreds of people come for that. That is an annual show of the top work that students are doing around Sussex County. So our education programs director, Paula Holloway, coordinates with schools in the area that would like to apply to be in the show. Art teachers in the local schools select their top students and recommend pieces of artwork to be in the show. And we get hundreds of pieces of artwork all over the galleries for that. So that's a real fun one. We also represent some of our outreach sites in that so that we make sure that, you know, some of the kids that are going above and beyond in the after-school programs are also there. We also use that event to recognize some of the top pieces of artwork and artists with awards. So some of the participating children get scholarships for free classes at the Art League and things like that. So it's very special.
It is. Sounds like it. And then finally, you have a couple of more And maybe in addition to what I found, one is in July, is the annual Cottage Tour of Art that you mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
And then the super famous Fine Arts and Craft Show.
Yes. We're actually approaching the deadline for artists to apply for the Cottage Tour of Art.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, that usually encompasses about 8 local homes in the Rehoboth Beach area that showcase architecture, artwork, interior design, landscape design. It's a really fun event. You get to see a sneak peek of people's sense of design and creativity in their homes. So we also select an artist every year to create original pieces of each of the 8 houses that are on the tour. The sort of highlight of that is our homestead, which is on the campus here, is always one of the buildings, or is always one of the homes featured on the tour, and that piece is added to our permanent collection. So it's sort of the high point for a participating artist to have their piece accepted into the collection that way.
I imagine, yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, the outdoor show brings thousands of people to campus.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. But we already have artists that are getting their applications in for that as well. We usually have over 125 of them over the course of 2 weekends. So that's a lot of fun, too. We have music on campus. We have face painting, Dogfish, one of our sponsors, runs a beer garden in the homestead. It's a lot of fun. That's a selling point for people.
I imagine they have terrific, you know, beers. I'm not necessarily like a consumer of that product, but
right.
I have to say that I have a couple of favorites over there, so I might just go to, because I'm not an artist, so I'm not exhibiting anything, but
well,
I might be drinking.
Last year, they also provided cocktails, so if that's your thing, you know, you can come back and get a cocktail.
There you go. There you go. Now, I saw that you still have the collaboration with the First State Community Action Agency. With the visual arts outreach. When we had, not necessarily you, but one of your predecessors some time ago, it was an impressive, program, and the results that they were sharing, it was like something really got our attention. Could you please refresh our memories about that program and what results are you guys accomplishing at this point?
Sure. The outreach program that we do with First State Community Action Agency is one of the major initiatives we have off campus. So we have lots of things in our 5 buildings in Henlopen Acres, you know, classes and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get out of the campus to reach communities that are not able to get themselves here. So First State helps us coordinate after school. They have a homework program, and part of the homework program is arts education, and we handle that component of that. So we have a number of sites around Sussex County where we run in collaboration with them all kinds of after-school projects. We also help with summer camp time for them where it's an all-day thing. And these are usually at-risk communities, so often we're filling in gaps for the public schools where funding has been cut for arts, you know, arts programs and things like that. So, and it's pretty amazing to see some of our teachers do before and after pictures. So, for example, the kids will work on self-portraits. So the first day they'll have, you know, their attempt at a self-portrait. And as they go through the program and build on their knowledge, by the end of it, it's an amazing transformation what they're able to accomplish. So, and all of this contributes to sort of their success at school. So it's not just having homework help after school, but being able to feel good about what they're doing in their creative outlets and feeling confident, having public critiques and being able to talk about their work helps them a lot at school too.
And you know what, the first individual supporting this program is the same executive director of Versus State Community Action Agency, Bernice Edwards. Till this day, she speaks highly about the program, how it connects with at-risk youth and kids, and the transformation that she's seen in various kids. So congratulations on that collaboration and the results that you have accomplished. It sounds like you continue doing strong on that.
I think so. And Bernice has been really great about it. So, yeah, they're a very strong partner for us.
There you go. And then in the few minutes that we have left, tell me something that people do not know about Rehoboth Art League.
They might not know that we have more. We offer more than 150 classes a year here.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get the word out as best we can, but we have classes not just, well, we do summer camps for all a wide range of ages over the summer. Those fill up pretty quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do classes for all kinds of ages throughout the year. So not just the summer season, but off season too. So we have things like learning to draw. We have journaling with pen and ink and watercolor.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for the beginner and there's something for the advanced artist or the sort of there are a wide variety of people that use the facilities. We have pottery. We have private classes. We have writing groups that meet here. As I mentioned, the photography and the digital studio. Any medium you're interested in, we can help you with it, whether you're a novice or advanced.
There you go. And if that is the case, how can people connect with you, with Rehoboth Art League, and perhaps taking a look to the options they have from an artist artistry standpoint?
Well, our website has a lot of information, including all the dates that you can put in your calendar for major events, like the cottage tour, the outdoor show, and the holiday fair.
There
we
you
also
go.
Have our list of exhibitions up for the year, which we'll be adding to.
Mm-hmm.
You can also access class registration there, as well as other information about the organization, such as our collection or the outreach program that I mentioned. So
excellent.
Check it out.
It's Rehoboth Art League, and with that, let me thank Sarah Ganter, who had the time to connect with us from the location. So I'm envious, Sarah, that you are there and I'm here, but somebody has to do the trick for the program,
right.
I guess. So in any case, looking forward to seeing you again, and congratulations in such an impressive array of programs.
Thanks very much.
Talk to you soon.